This is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney James Santel for this special episode. I've been working on this. I've been thinking about this. I've been listening to so much audio, which I have to say has been gross on a personal level. But what we're trying to get at is, what is hate speech? And is the reaction from the right basically blaming all of Democrats, every Democrat, every liberal, for the assassination of Charlie Kirk? Is that warranted? Is that based in reality? Because yes, I have called Donald Trump's policies, his rhetoric, fascist. I've said that he is taking the steps to move the United States into authoritarianism. That is not hate speech, because I believe in good faith that it reflects reality.
And it's premised upon executive orders and actions and things that have been done,
there
provable things that are in the record of our nation.
So we just shared with you Mike Johnson saying there's no place in our political discourse for any leader to call anybody the enemy within. And then we played you minutes of Donald Trump calling all Democrats, all liberals, calling me, calling Jim, calling every one of you that didn't vote for him or maybe disagree with him, enemies from within. We played you minutes of Donald Trump calling Kamala Harris every name under the book, fascist, communist, Marxist, all of it. And we have more. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we're not looping any of that. Those are all individual, standalone, discrete statements by the president. And we're not done yet. Let's take a listen to our president and some of his other colorful language.
Fuck the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise.
I would bring back waterboarding, and I'd bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I think you'd have riots. I think you'd have riots.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Proud
boys, stand back and stand by.
I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
You can fully expect to be shot as you are leaving that store.
Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country.
Other than day one, we're closing the border and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Sometimes revenge can be justified.
Well, they're not so stupid, but they have to be taught. Now, if you had one really violent day, like a guy like Mike Kelly, put him in charge, Congressman Kelly, put him in charge for one day. Mike, would you say, he's right here, he's a great congressman. Would you say, Mike, that if you were in charge, you would say, oh, please, don't touch them. Don't touch them. Let them rob your store. Let all these stores go out of business, right? They don't pay rent. The city doesn't have money. It's a chain of events that's so bad. One rough hour, and I mean real rough, the word will get out, and it will end immediately. End immediately.
Stunning, shocking to hear that, not only in sequence, individually, any one of them, the name calling, vermin, a bloodbath.
Yeah, it's rough horrifying. Hour. And Barry from Spooner correctly points out the problem here is that hate speech, extremism, doesn't have a commonly accepted definition. Indeed, sir, I agree with you, Barry from Spooner. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish by listening to this. Find me any Democrat that has the power of Donald Trump or even some of the most powerful radio and podcast hosts like Mr. Kirk, like Alex Jones, like Rush Limbaugh. Find me anyone on the left that has said anything, that has any reach at all, any influence, that has said things of this volume, acuity,
This venom.
And specificity, yes. Now, let's talk about Mr. Kirk, shall we? And folks on the phones, stay there. We're going to get to the phones, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Everybody's going to get a chance at this, but I want us to hear what we are talking about. So let's start with a massive Charlie Kirk montage. I've called what Mr. Kirk has said during his lifetime sexist, racist, homophobic, xenophobic, and fundamentally contrary to what I think one of our most closely held American ideals are. And that is everybody is entitled to equality of rights and opportunity under the law. I want to give thanks to the Seneca Project for giving us permission to use this. There's some music in the background. This is long. Please stay with us. This is Charlie Kirk in his own words.
And I'll tell you one more thing that's on my mind tonight, and conservatives everywhere. The idea that people are saying, well, he was an extremist, or he was a racist, or he was a Nazi, or a misogynist, whatever. Charlie Kirk was a mainstream conservative Republican. He had views that are held by tens of millions of people, including more than half the country in the last election.
If I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. It begs the question, when you see a black pilot, you wonder, you say, I hope they are qualified. And in the spirit of affirmative action, we have Ramon and Cadillac are your two pilots. They've never flown before, but they are black. If I'm dealing with somebody in customer service who's a moronic black woman, is she there because of her excellence, or is she there because of affirmative action? I'm only here because of affirmative action. Yeah, we know. You do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken really seriously.
The war on white people continues.
You had to go steal a white person's slot to go be taken somewhat seriously.
We are raising a generation of weak people like Simone Biles.
LeBron James is a self-interested, narcissistic, and we know he's not very smart.
You're representing your nation. You're a selfish sociopath.
Not very bright, not wise, not somebody of good character.
She is a shame to the country.
Blacks in America did not have the same rights they had today. Data shows they were actually better in the 1940s.
Let's get loud for Kyle Rittenhouse.
I'm also going to offer some context and some nuance about the death of George Floyd that no one dares to say out loud, which is that this guy was a scumbag.
Remember what BLM stands for? Burn, loot, and murder.
Now, does that mean it deserves to die? That's two totally different things. Of course not.
Prowling blacks go around for fun to go target white people. That's a fact.
There's no such thing as white privilege or racism, so.
Black people are allowed to talk about black culture in a way that white culture cannot. Black people can go up and say that there's a baby mama problem in black America, and white people are not allowed to say that. Oh, I just did. So what are you gonna do, cancel me? Black people are allowed to say.
I'm a grown man, I got way
black
too much
people
to
are allowed.
Skin color now gets their own summertime celebration. Oh wow, look how far blacks have come. It has now become a racial complaining day.
Thomas Sowell and Justice Clarence Thomas are far better black role models to celebrate than Martin Luther King.
This guy is not worthy of a national holiday.
There's a mythology around MLK that does not warrant the reverence that he gets treated with in America.
We have a federal holiday to a guy that talked about race all the time.
Kirk describes King as, quote, a bad guy.
It's true.
We celebrate the Civil Rights Act more than the American founding.
The country made a mistake when it passed the Civil Rights Act.
Also true.
The Democrats are not lifting a finger to remember the well over 100 people that have died in Texas Hill Country. The death toll likely would not have been as high if it wasn't for DEI.
Ketanji Brown Jackson is what your country looks like on critical race theory.
You're gonna remove my appendix and you're a black lesbian?
Ketanji Brown Jackson is an embodiment of the tyranny that we currently live under. She's an ideological, unintelligent, yet confident fanatic.
Why does Kirk believe passing the Civil Rights Act was a mistake? Now, again, apparently they don't listen to the show because we do that at least once a week,
yeah,
right?
So she wants to be the first ever black woman on the Supreme Court, yet she won't even admit that she's a woman.
The transgender movement is an introductory phase.
These doctors need to be put in prison.
To get you to strip yourself of your humanity.
A Nuremberg-style trial.
To mesh with machines.
Interestingly, I think there is an argument to bring back the MRS degree.
Reject feminism.
Young women need to get married at a younger age and start having kids.
Like, don't, like, oh, I'm studying sociology. No, you're not. We know why you're here.
Submit to your husband, Taylor. You're not in charge.
You will find a husband if you have the intent to find a husband.
You got
to
change your name.
If not, you don't really mean it.
Democrat women want to die alone without children.
A lot of them are on birth control, too. And birth control, like, really screws up female brains, by the way.
That's really rich. I didn't know women not to complain 50 years ago. That's funny. And we should tell them to stop freezing their eggs and start finding their partner earlier and have lots of babies.
Every single one of you need to make sure that your loved ones are not on birth control.
So materially insane to think that one in five American women will be raped in their life.
It is. I agree.
No, meaning that they're lying about being raped. That
you're comparing abortion to the Holocaust.
Absolutely, I am. In fact, it's worse. It's worse.
Because Jewish donors have been the number one funding mechanism of radical, open-border, neoliberal, quasi-Marxist policies. By the way, this is my other problem with death penalty. It takes too long, too many appeals. It should be public. It should be quick. It should be televised. Well, at what age should you start to see public execution?
16.
I think you could do it earlier. I think you maybe at age 12.
I want to watch that execution. That'll make my day better. A lot. I mean, Joe Biden is a bumbling, dementia-filled, Alzheimer's corrupt tyrant who should honestly be put in prison and or given the death penalty for his crimes against America.
The Democrat Party believes everything that God hates.
Like, we're dealing with maggots, vermin, and swine here. These are not good people. They're not even a little bit good. In fact, I know people that have come, that went to Haiti passively as, like, agnostic atheists, and they came back searching for Jesus because they saw, like, legit demonic activity. Kamala Harris wants to see the elimination of the United States of America.
Democrat Party supports everything that God hates.
There's not much you can do, folks. You have a government that hates you. You have a traitor as a president. Buy weapons. I keep on saying that.
As top Republicans reject any link between GOP rhetoric and Paul Pelosi assault. If some amazing patriot out there in San Francisco wants to really be a midterm hero, someone should go and bail this guy out. Native-born Americans, you better buy weapons, everybody. Have a lot of guns at your disposal. I would never leave your home without a weapon.
I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights.
We actually need looser gun laws because I think that
free gun laws.
Oh, yeah.
They said, we have more guns at the Turning Point HQ than you can imagine. Yeah, if anyone ever tries to come, that will not end well.
Oh, no. Imagine the world without Joy Reid. Imagine the world without Sheila Jackson Lee or Michelle Obama or Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I am channeling the emotions of millions of conservatives who are angry. They knew Charlie. They love Charlie. They view Charlie as a mainstream conservative Republican.
What that man just said over those 6 minutes is mainstream. We are in deep, deep trouble. By the way, the gentleman at the end and the beginning of that was Scott Jennings, Trump apologist, Kirk apologist that is on CNN nearly nightly.
Our flags were at half staff in celebration of those principles at the direction of the President of the United States of America.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And we're going to dig into folks that refuse to face reality about their platform size and the impact of their speech. And let me be clear here. For any Democratic-leaning podcaster out there calling for violence, you should be condemned. That is disgusting. But we continue this correct grappling with reality on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.